Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Mood Writer from the new one, another one from Damage and Joy, the new record from Jesus and Mary Chain. All I know is that it's out now. I'm not sure like when it came out, like what month or anything. I'm just sort of like, discovering it, I suppose, now. And before that, what did we have? We had lots of good stuff. Nope, not that though. We had Reverence, Mahoney's Dead, and that was amazing. They did a great job playing it live. It was incredible on Wednesday. It was extended version, of course, and very loud. It was awesome, really good. There was one part, you know, in the song, with this part of the song where it's sort of like, it's kind of electronic, or not electronic, it's sort of like the guitars and everything drops out, and there's just like this feedback with a beat. They didn't have that in the song, but they, towards the end, I think it's about like, well, there's like a minute and a half left. But it was still, it really blew your doors off. Pretty impressive. Before that, Halfway to Crazy from Automatic. Sidewalking from a compilation, a 7 years on the Leading Edge compilation. And it was Always Sad, I think, that started things up. No, Sidewalking started us off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our Jesus and Mary Chain show. And we're trying to play as many tracks as we can from multiple albums, or kind of making it all evenly distributed, and that's simply not going to happen. We started off with a lot of Psycho Candy, and now a lot of just Damage and Joy and Heaven, Honey's Dead, and we're going to hear another one from Automatic. This is Between Planets, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
She don't know.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Blues from a Gun from the Automatic record. A lot of the songs sound, I don't want to say they sound the same, but they definitely sound similar. It's like that was their particular sound, and it's not quite as noisy as many of the other records. I guess if I were an uninformed fan, I would say it's their most commercial. Because we started the set off with Between Planets, and that kind of sounded like Head On a little bit. Let's see, prior to that, we had Cracking Up from the Monkey record, The Hardest Walk from Psycho Candy, and then Between Planets, starting things off, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and it's the Jesus and Mary Chain show. So I saw them on Wednesday at the Paradise, and, you know, it's quite a trek to get over there from where I live in Savin Hill, but nevertheless, DJ Sean and I made it over there in one piece, despite the speed, despite how hard it was to get there. And so let's move on. Up next, it's going to be another track. Now, again, trying to play as much as we can from all the records that at least that I can tolerate. This one is going to be from Darklands. This is Cherry Came Too, another track that they played during the show. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
When she walks towards me, stars are shining beneath my skin, and Cherry takes me to the place above with barbed wire kisses and the love. We're going where the ocean's blue. Kick the dust and you can come too. In the light of all my darkest morning, this far into Cherry's scratching like a grain of sand. The trigger itch and the killer's hand. Me and Cherry are so Yes.
What is that? Hey, wait, hold on. I thought that was the edited version. I thought that was the clean version. Oh, boy, that's awkward. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that was actually Jesus Fuck from the Psycho Candy Expanded Edition. Oddly enough, that was written on a T-shirt. So they were selling a white T-shirt that had those words on the front, and I don't even know if there's anything on the back. It was just that. Somebody tells me that song is like the band's favorite. I don't know why. I just know it is. And then they've had it, and then they put it on a record. So I think, or they put it on a shirt. So I think that, I think it's probably their favorite. That's my guess. I'm going to go with that. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And before that, 9 Million Rainy Days from Darklands, War on Peace from Damage and Joy. When you think of or say the name, you want to say War and Peace, but it's War on Peace. Never Understand from Psycho Candy started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And what's next? We're going to play this from Honey's Dead. This is going to be Almost Gold. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Oh, wait a minute. Let's back up. Do that again. Almost Gold from Honey's Dead. Take two.
I'm not the time.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We're about done here. This has been the Jesus and Mary Chain Show. I saw them on Wednesday at the Paradise. It was a great show. Great show. I got to go back in time, back to the early 90s. So we're going to wrap things up, of course, with Just Like Honey, probably the most well-known song. This song, I've seen them play many times. Well, every time I've seen them perform, I've heard them do this song. In fact, at Coachella, when I saw them, it was with Scarlett Johansson doing the trading off the vocals there. And I can't remember who did it at Lollapalooza. But interestingly enough, that song we played before, Reverence, when I was going on about Reverence, oddly enough, there's an Al Jourgensen remix of that song somewhere, which we did not play. But they obviously hooked up at Lollapalooza, and then that begat a remix of Reverence from Al Jourgensen of Ministry. Anyway, so let's wrap things up with Just Like Honey. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.